Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Heading towards the end of June, the last week of June, so the next podcast will be in July, and then with vacation and other schedules, I might miss a couple weeks in July. You never know. It just depends on how much time I have and whether or not I can break free to do a podcast. A couple of big things this week. After 2 years and 6 months, I managed to test positive for COVID. Had a pretty bad day Saturday, but as you can tell from my voice, not a lot of impact now on Monday. Did not do my podcast that I would normally do on Sunday because I just didn't feel 100%. So I just took a couple days and rested and relaxed and, you know, got myself back into the position that I'm feeling better moving forward. So, you know, that is kind of where that is, as it were, coming up on vacation season in the middle of the summer, which, you know, that's always fun. I like to take a few days in the summer to just kind of collect myself, pull myself together, and, you know, get all the things done that I don't normally have a chance to get done. So I'm looking forward to that part of it. I'm also looking forward to just having a few days to not have to worry about work, which is always good. And, you know, obviously the kindness of an employer to pay you to take a couple of weeks to not think about work is always something I appreciate. The other thing is I'm looking at the world of digital transformation today in my Hub Pages article, so I'll share the link at the bottom of the podcast. But one of the things that always bugs me about digital transformation is that digital transformation is a step in the process, right? It is the first big step that an organization takes as they move down the path of knowledge management, as they move down the path of you know, being or entering the information age. But you have to finish digital transformation first. And there really are four critical questions that really cause organizations to stumble in the digital transformation phaseology. There's a bunch of tools that are available, but you got to think about these four questions. You know, one of the four questions, you know, is the data, you know, what is in your employees' heads, right? Because what's in your employees' heads, and I apologize for this, and it's organizational knowledge. It's called something else normally, but I hate the other phrase. I just think it's demeaning. So organizational knowledge, but it's inside the heads of employees. So when somebody retires or takes another job, that organizational knowledge goes with them. It does not stay with your company. So that's problem one, right? How do you kind of gear up the machinery so that you take care of the problem of organizational memory? The other thing is, you know, there's another form of organizational memory that can also be problematic, and that is, you know, organizational memory that's written down, but it's not necessarily digital. Or if it is digital, you know, we'll talk a little bit about where it's located next. But this concept of written down, right? Something that is written down isn't necessarily easily shared, right? You know, a great idea on the back of a napkin is great until somebody wipes their mouth with it and the ketchup dissolves the ink and you're done, right? So, you know, what things are written down on becomes critical. How things are written down becomes critical. You know, things written in pencil fade faster than things written in pen. Pencil actually is pretty much illegible within a very few number of years, actually within months. Whereas pen, you know, can still be read and still be consumed as much as 25 to 30 years after it's produced. And if it's in a sealed container or dry area, you know, it can be read 60, 70, 80 years from now. So, you know, how it was written, what it was written with becomes critical. Then the other side of it is, you know, what other formats is it in, right? My favorite is somebody sends you a locked PDF, you know, PDF file with the information you need, but you can't copy the information out because it's locked with a password and you don't have the password, right? That, to me, that's just the ultimate in, I don't trust you and I'm not going to give you information. And then, you know, the last thing is, you know, beyond written down, beyond in people's heads, you know, beyond shared in a way that can't be reused, you know, has it been put out with the proper metadata? And when you start thinking about metadata becomes critical, right? Most IP systems that are built, most people building knowledge systems or trying to store and share knowledge talk about metadata, right? My favorite example of metadata is, you know, the example of, you know, I have a program management meeting every Monday. So I publish the notes with the metadata, program management meeting. right? So if you ever need to search it, you go and you find the program management meetings, and then you just search for the date you're looking for, right? That's the value of metadata. Let's say, for example, I have those program management meetings, but instead of labeling them the way I've described, I instead label them, you know, notes. Well, myself and 50,000 other people in the company have notes in the system, and notes are useless. Even if you have it sorted by date, they're just labeled notes. So it becomes useless, right? So information has to be searchable. Information has to be reusable. Information has to be easily gotten to. And ultimately, you know, there are a number of formats that information exists in that we have to think about, right? We have to think about what's in people's heads. You know, what have they written down? You know, do they share? How do they share that information, right? You know, do they put it on a post-it note and stick it on your desk? Do they, you know, write it down on a slip of paper? Do they type it in an email? You know, blah, blah, blah. All those things have to be considered. So that's kind of what my Hub Pages article is about today, thinking about, you know, this concept of, you know, how do we share information and how do we better empower people to share information in a better way? My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a great day.